Let's take a journey. Well, welcome to A Day's Journey podcast, where we will embark on a voyage of transformation towards healing, wellness, and trusting in the guiding light of Jesus. I am so thrilled to kick off season 5, where we will delve into the profound process of uprooting traumas and strongholds while paving the way for a life deeply rooted in Christ's love. Through heartfelt conversations and personal narratives, we will explore the power of faith, self-awareness, and vulnerability in overcoming life's challenges. Our mission is clear: to offer a nurturing space where healing flourishes and being authentic reigns supreme. Join me on this journey of becoming whole as we navigate the path towards flourishing and embracing our true selves in the comforting of embracing of Christ. Let's embark together on A Day's Journey podcast, where healing and wholeness awaits. I am your host, Miyoshi Walker. I am a faith coach, grief advocate, author, and speaker. Let's embark on this journey of healing together. Let's heal out loud. Hello, and welcome back to A Day's Journey podcast, where I am Miyoshi Walker, your host. And this week, we're on episode 7, and this week's topic is addressing emotional roots. Last week, I spoke about emotionally rooted, and so I want to speak about addressing those emotional roots. And so I would like to start off with the disclaimer of, again, I am sharing based on my own experiences through the praying and asking for guidance and receiving counseling and just research and reading over the years. I am not a professional. I am sharing my experiences and tools that assisted me with my healing on my healing journey. So let's get into it. So I just want to say welcome to this journey of healing and becoming. As I stated, season 5, God gave me the topic rooted. And so I am just being in obedience and continue to speak about those rooted wounds and traumas and things that we experience. But I'm sharing my experience of how I navigated through that with my healing. So with that, as we gather each week or whenever you see fit to hear the podcast, I'm just acknowledging that the deep and sometimes hidden wounds that each of us carry within, these emotional rooted wounds, whether it's caused by past traumas or hurts or disappointments, have the power to shape our perceptions and our relationships and sense of oneself. And so I know for me, I began to reflect on those things throughout the years and pray and ask God to show me how I, you know, need to heal and how I need to navigate it in order for me to become who He created me to be. It has not always been peaches and cream. It's been some things that has been very, very difficult to bring back up and to address. But God, as I mentioned last week, God needed me to address those things and heal from those things so those things wouldn't hold me in bondage and so that He can fully use me in the capacity that He needed to use me. And so, but here we are in this sacred space as we embark on this journey of transformation. And so this is just a journey that's guided by pure faith, hope, and the promise of healing in Christ. I know that's what I held on to the most by just allowing God to guide me throughout this journey. And so I begin to recognize that true healing begins with being honest, acknowledging my pain, confronting my fears, surrendering my brokenness to the one who offered that restoration and wholeness, which is God. And so in the midst of those struggles, I know that we can find, and where I found my solace was in Psalms 34 and 18. And it assures us that it says that the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit. We are reminded that God sees our pain and hears our cries and walks alongside us as we are on this path of healing. So as we navigate this journey, let's continue to be guided by the truth of His word, one scripture I would like to mention is Isaiah 43:18-19. It says, "Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing." Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? So we can embrace the possibility of new beginnings, trusting in God's promises to make a way that can allow those pains and hurts to go into just a wasteland of, you know, being forgiven and forgotten. Will you completely forget it? No. You know, will you know how to navigate it better by allowing the Holy Spirit and God to navigate it, you through it? And so for me, I stand on the foundation of faith, just knowing that no matter what, if God says that it can happen, if I can have faith and trust him in anything else possible in my life, why can I not have faith and trust and believe in him in healing me wholeheartedly, regardless of those things that are so deep that we feel like we cannot come from redemption, or we cannot forgive those individuals that have hurt us? We serve a God that's all knowing and that can heal us from those things. So our goal is not to simply just survive, but to thrive and to live purposefully in Christ, in that ordained purpose in which each of us were created. So we can seek to uncover that beauty and that strength that lies within us, knowing that we are fearfully and wonderfully made according to Psalms 139. So when you know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made in the image of our Creator, you know, he wants to uncover that beauty. He wants to give us beauty for our ashes that we've been through. He wants to give us the strength that's deep down in us, that sometimes when we get weak, because he wants to be our strength. And so together on this journey, we can support and uplift one another, knowing that we're not alone in our struggles, that we can draw strength from God's word and the relationship with him. And because in Romans 15:5, it encourages that may the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you the same attitude of mind towards each other that Christ just had. So we have to know that we can be encouraged and landed, and knowing that God gives us the endurance and encouragement towards each other the same that he has. So let us journey forward and gain this courage and this faith, knowing that God is faithful to complete the work of healing and transformation that he has begun in each of us. So may we together embrace this journey, trusting him in his unfailing love and the promise of a future filled with hope and purpose. So I want to read Psalms 30:50. It says, "For his anger lasts only for a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing come in the morning." I know for me that first portion of that scripture have always been left off. We always, you know, quote, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy come in the morning." But it says, "For his anger lasts only for a moment, but his favor lasts for a lifetime." And to have favor for a lifetime, according to Psalms 30:5, you know, that is how we can find solace in knowing that weeping may endure for the night and rejoice coming in the morning. And so in Matthew 11:28-30, it says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." See, what I'm remembered studying this scripture a while back, the yoke is the yoke that is placed on the back of the animal, such as, you know, the cattle that was using to placed on their necks to steer them in the way that they should go, and to lighten that burden and that load that they're carrying and they're toting. And so God wants us, he wants to take our yoke that's upon us and to make it easier for us, because our burden is light. And so allow God to have those burdens. Allow God to take over those things that are constantly just emotionally rooted down in you, in order for you to move into your fullness. So let's reflect a little bit. I'm going to reflect back to what I believe, and I want you to reflect back to what you believe, maybe you may be thinking or feeling about your emotionally rooted wounds. And again, if you feel like you cannot navigate this alone and you need the support of someone trusted, a counselor, therapist, psychotherapist, or someone that you can fully trust to help you navigate with you through this, I encourage you to do so. And so back to the reflection, I want you to reflect back to what you may believe or that you felt that you were thinking and feeling about your emotionally rooted wounds. And so for myself, this is what it looked like for me. I was carrying a heavy load of burdens of emotional pain from the past experiences. It was very unbearable at times, and that these feelings was overwhelming. And so I found myself replacing those memories or events in my minds and experiencing those emotions, such as that fear, that anger, the sadness. And so at times I felt a sense of disconnection or numbness, as if I was trapped in this cycle of emotional turmoil and I had no way out. I was just on this wheel of just continuing to do things over and over and over with these emotions and feelings. And so I had to learn over the years, at times when I was struggling to trust others or to feel a deep sense of that loneliness that we can all, you know, come across, in that isolation, that we long for that understanding and validation from those around us. You know, it can put us in a space of feeling disconnected and numb at times, meaning that you don't have any relation to it, or you don't have any emotion to it, or that it is that disconnect and you don't feel a connection to that person or that thing. So despite of these challenges, there are moments of resilience and hope where I yearned for that healing and that sense of peace within myself. And so when I surrendered and I asked God to show me how to do these things, and again, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't peaches and cream. Yes, it was difficult moments. Yes, it was moments where I was afraid. Yes, it was moments I was fearful, because I didn't want to bring back up those emotions to trigger those things that was within me. But I had to trust God through the process. I had to trust the process. So it's important to recognize that your feelings are valid, and that it's okay to seek that support and guidance as you navigate your journey of healing and recovery. So according to Philippians 4:6-7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ." That's one of my favorite scriptures. I know that I state that scripture a lot, but it just resonates with me, and it gives me that comfort and that peace that I need within. Because when it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God," you have to look at every detail of every scripture that you read. It's given specific instructions, specific directives, and specific things that we need in order to activate those scriptures in faith. And so then it goes on to say, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ." So we have to guard our hearts and minds in Jesus Christ. So with knowing that, I didn't become anxious in my healing. I took my time. I allow God, even though the memory or the wound or the trauma or whatever it was that came up, I had to be patient enough to know that God was doing a new thing in me. I had to be patient enough to give myself grace. I had to be patient enough so I can know that I can be honest about those emotions and feelings that I had to experience and heal from. So in Psalms 27:1, it says, and I'm reading from the NIV version, it says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" So what stuck out for me was this scripture offered comfort and reassurance, reminding me that God is my protector and the source of my strength, even in the midst of my fear and uncertainty.
So let me ask you this.
Let me ask you, do you desire to heal your emotional wounds or your rooted wounds to identify any blocks to change? 2 Corinthians 1 3 through 4 says, "Praise be to the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles, so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God." And that's good news. So ask yourself this question that all the questions that I'm asking you are things that I thought of or asked myself. Ask yourself, what would your life look like if you were free from the weight of your past emotional rooted pain, and you're able to live fully in God's purpose for you? Even though you may be operating, you may be winning, you may be gaining, you may be growing, you may be evolving, you may be accomplished, you may have all these goals that you have, but it's just maybe that one thing that's keeping you held down in bondage, or many emotions, or those past traumas of when you are in your alone time that bogs you down, or that take place of your mind space. Or let me ask you this question: how does holding on to your past hurts and wounds and traumas impact your current relationships, your goals, and your overall well-being in this current state? So imagine yourself 1 year from now, having fully embraced your healing and living and purposefully in Christ. So what specific changes do you envision in your life? Ask yourself that. Also, on a scale of 1 to 10, how motivated are you to embark on the journey of emotional healing and living purposefully? Do you have any fears or doubts? Ask yourself, what fears or doubts are holding you back from fully committing to your healing journey? I know I had to ask myself, what fears or doubts are holding me back from fully committing to my healing journey? And so the answer, or the thing that resonated with me, was I didn't want to feel those emotions or have those memories come back up. I didn't want to go back through the process of that pain. I didn't want to feel what I felt in that moment. I didn't want to become stuck and not knowing how to navigate through it. But allowing God to navigate me through it by providing the resources and people that He continued to say, "I will provide the resources. I'm the source that you need." I surrendered myself, my thoughts, my emotions, those feelings and things that was holding me back from fully committing to my healing journey. So let me ask, how can you overcome these obstacles and step into greater faith and courage? And that was one thing at that time that in the past that I did not have that exponential faith that I needed in order to fully trust and have the courage to allow God to really heal me. But once I did that, I knew that I can become healed. So I want you to reflect on your past attempts that you attempt to address your emotional wounds, and what strategies or approaches was most effective for you. Apply those things to each time that you begin to navigate. I know that I had to go back and reflect on what worked for me, what didn't work for me, what sent me into a tailspin of emotions, or feeling like I was stuck, or that I was held in bondage by those things. Ask yourself, how can you, or what can you benefit from believing you will experience from your healing and emotional wounds by living purposefully in Christ? So when you do that, you can reconnect with those values that strengthen your commitment to change. So you have to visualize your ideal self by fully being healed and walking in God's purpose. So ask yourself what small actionable steps that you can take today to start moving in that direction. Because those questions I asked, it allowed me to spark my motivation and my actions into helping me recognize the importance of my healing. And introspect, I had to realize the importance of my healing, of my emotional rooted wounds, to empower me to overcome those barriers so I can change. I had to dig deep. I had to become honest no matter what. I had to get uncomfortable to become. And so according to Psalms 34:18, it says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are crushed in spirit." So let me just help you to remember, as well as myself at times, that God is close to the brokenhearted and save those who are Christian in spirit. And he desires to do those things within us. He's close to us. He's there. He's our strong tower. He is our Father, our Abba Father, who sits high and look low and can help us to navigate those things that are troubling us. Because if you're brokenhearted in it, he saves those who are crushed in spirit. And so he will never leave you nor forsake you. So let me expound on a few thought-provoking questions to help you navigate the journey of healing from those emotional rooted pains, so you can live those purposeful, meaningful lives that God has intended for each of us. So these were questions that I had to ask myself, and I reflected back to some of my journals in which I wrote in, and some questions that I had, or that I asked myself, or that I wrote in the journals, it was, what emotions or past experiences was holding me back from living a fulfilling and purposeful life in Christ? And so then I asked myself, how can I surrender my pain and brokenness to God? That I needed to trust him in his power to heal, to restore me. And so I also came across the steps that I had to take to cultivate a deeper relationship with God and experience his love and grace in my life in order to become healed and to become whole and to live purposeful and to have a meaningful way to be able to heal and have meaning behind the healing. And so what limiting beliefs or negative thought patterns do you need to let go of in order for you to embrace God's truth and promises of your life, in order for you to heal those deep emotional rooted things that are within you? And then ask yourself, how can you incorporate those healing practices, such as, you know, prayer and meditation and fasting and journaling and spending time with God, and get a routine that will nurture your emotional well-being, whether it be, you know, having that time with the Holy Spirit, asking him to navigate you on how and who and what you need to do in order to help you navigate through it. Pray and fast. And ask God for specific things. Write and journal if that's your thing. Spend time outside with God or in your secret place to dwell in him and knowing how you can hear him in order to help you navigate it. I know for me, in the beginning, it was a task. Because remember, I told you I dealt with depression, and the enemy tried to continue to keep me down and to say, see, I told you, you know, God was going to abandon you, or he don't care, or he has all these other things that, you know, he's focusing on, and your feelings don't matter. But God, it does matter to God. We're his children. He has time for us, but he's waiting on us to come to him, to spend time with him, to get that relationship with him, so that we can hear his voice, the way that he speaks to us, the way that he show up in other areas, the way that he display things in order for each individual to receive it. Ask yourself, how can you extend forgiveness and grace both to yourself and to others? Let me ask you this. What talents and passions or dreams have God placed within you? And how can you use them to glorify him, to serve others? Because serving others, God showed a huge example of how to serve. He served others. And we should be an example of that, because most time I found myself in my healing journey when I began to serve others and to seek God and that relationship with God, healing began to take place. Those things that I was praying about, it began to take shape. And then it would hit me like, this is what I've been praying for. This is what I've been asking for. And so sometimes we have to give of ourselves in order to become. So what does living a purposeful life in Christ look like for you? And what small actionable steps can you take today to move closer to that vision? Matthew 6:25-27 says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying a single hour to your life?" And so this is another one of my go-to scriptures. And the thing about it for me that resonate with this scripture, it's like, It says, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life." So I read the scripture as if God is speaking directly to me. "Miyoshi, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Miyoshi, is life more than food, and the body more than clothes?" And so this is what really resonates with me. God allowed his creation to come in to me, to come to me in a way that always resonate in a time of when I need a word or when I need comfort or assurance that I am going in the right direction. So the further portion of the scripture says, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them." And so I always remember when I was sitting in a car and I was sitting at home, and I began to just pay attention to things that surrounded me. And I remember seeing a bird. They were eating. They were, you know, not, it appeared to not worry about anything, because I'm thinking of the scripture. And I just looked at that bird of the air by saying in the scripture, it says they do not sow or reap or store away in barns. So they're not storing up food. They're not worried about their tomorrow. They're not, you know, worrying about, you know, anything, because it says, "And yet your heavenly Father feeds them." So he provides, he's a source and a resource for them. And it says, "Are you not much more valuable than they?" So I say, "Miyoshi, look at this bird. God is providing and he is allowing it to be. Are you not much more valuable than they?" And so I had to realize my value. I had to realize what God was adding into my life. And it says, can any one of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? So with that end of the scripture, and it says, this scripture encourages each of us to trust in God's provision and care, reminding us of his faithfulness and love. So just knowing that I can't worry, it's not going to add any additional time to my life. But if I surrender it to God and allow God to make that provision and have my care in his hands, and knowing that his faithfulness and his love is unconditional and true, that he's able to do that. And so I had to ask myself that. I had to ask myself, am I going to trust God wholeheartedly to heal those emotional wounds? And so here's some things that, as I close out, I want you to reflect on past experiences. Can you identify any time that you felt pressure to prioritize the needs and expectations of others over your own healing journey? And what emotions or thoughts came about during those times? Because the solution to this is the question that's posed, is because setting boundaries and communicating your needs to others, that I had to find out along the way. Because remember, I would never express those things because, you know, growing up, again, I was taught you are to be seen and not heard. So I wasn't very expressive, because trying to express myself at times, it was shut down. But it was shut down. So this might involve saying no to requests that interfere with your healing process and prioritizing your self-care activities that support your emotional being while you're on this journey of your emotional healing, those deep-rooted things. The next question I want you to consider is, ask yourself, have you internalized about prioritizing your own needs versus meeting the expectations of others? And how do those beliefs influence your willingness to confront and address your emotional wounds? So the challenge here is to reframe any negative thought patterns that maybe undermine your ability to prioritize your healing. Replace self-limiting beliefs with affirmations that enforce the importance of your self-care and your growth. I know for me, I had to consider how I was internalizing things. But once I figured that out, that once something was done or something was triggered, I couldn't internalize it. I had to prioritize how I was going to navigate through it and heal from that emotion. So when things occur, that I wouldn't internalize it, I wouldn't, you know, have that same emotion. And I had to refrain from those negative thoughts and those patterns that kept me in a space on my healing journey. I began to replace them with affirmations. I began to enforce the importance of my self-care and my growth. And I had to realize that what I felt was valid and that I didn't have to internalize those things. So the third question that I want you to reflect on is, explore your self-worth and your self-compassion. With not resisting the pressure to abandon your healing journey. And I'm going to say that because it was times that I wanted to resist or abandon my healing journey because it became too difficult and too hard of the memories and of those triggers that was there. But how can you cultivate a deeper sense of self-worth and recognize that prioritizing your needs is essential to your overall well-being? When I realized that doing that and cultivating self-compassion and self-worth to myself, and I didn't abandon, you know, the things as I was healing, I began to see and know, you know, who I was created to be in my purpose. I knew that I already had a reason. I was walking in that, but to know my full potential and my purpose, that shifted. So the solution here is, when we practice self-compassion, affirm and cultivate those things with a positive thought process, a positive self-image to reinforce those values, it can remind us that we deserve to prioritize our healing journey and that our self-care is not selfish, but it's necessary for growth and fulfillment. And that's when the shift began to change for me. And so the end goal here is just, I would like for each and every person to gain increasing motivation for their healing of their emotional rooted wounds and identifying any blocks. Because for me, I know that's what got me to the point of where I am, by trusting God, having that faith, being honest, by being truthful, by asking myself those questions or going back and reflecting on those things that I questioned myself of. So what does healing mean to you personally? What motivates you to want to be on this healing journey? And, but most of all, how do you envision your life once you have healed from these emotional wounds? What strength or resources do you possess that can support you in this healing process? Ask yourself those, figure those things out. And so the end goal is to have, you know, those things that you know that can be in place. And again, if you cannot navigate through this by yourself, please pray about seeking a counselor, therapist, psychotherapist, or whatever is needed in order for you to become whole within. And so I want, at the end of the day, I desire by the direction of the Holy Spirit that for us to become whole so that we can be utilized for the kingdom of God in this dying world, that we can offer something to those that need it. And if we are holding back and not being honest and truthful with ourselves, and we're just in the gray shaded area instead of having it in black and white, clear as day, and we're being jaded, have these rose colored glasses on and not being honest and truthful, how can we fully operate in our purpose? And so that was my motivation. I wanted to fully operate in my purpose. I didn't want to do the surface level thing anymore. I didn't want to appear that I was okay. I didn't want to appear that everything was okay all together and it wasn't. I didn't want to appear that I was speaking something that I wasn't applying to myself. I wanted to do what was asked of me that I was asking of others. I wanted to do the work as hard as it was. I had to begin to set myself some short-term and long-term goals for my healing journey. I had to break those goals into smaller, manageable steps that I can maintain that momentum and motivation. Did I feel like it all the time? No. But however, I broke them down into small, manageable steps, and I had to realize I had to pace myself. It wasn't a marathon that I'm trying to win this race, but what I wanted to win was overcoming and conquering the challenge of me being able to heal. I wanted to heal. I wanted to become whole. I wanted to live purposeful. I wanted my life to be meaningful. And so reflecting on your core values, how does healing from those emotional wounds align what matters most to you? And then you're going to have to show yourself some self-compassion and, you know, speak to yourself, speak over yourself. How do you currently talk to yourself about your healing journey? Are there any ways that you can cultivate more compassion and encouragement? Can you identify what any self-limiting beliefs or negative talk patterns that you may have that may be undermining your motivation for healing? And how can you challenge or refrain from those beliefs? So I encourage you to become accountable for the things that you need in order to become whole and healed. And, you know, pray and ask God about your support network or the resources that can encourage you to hold you accountable on your healing journey. And how can you communicate those goals and needs to your support network to ensure that you have the encouragement and accountability that you need? Isaiah 43:18-19 says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So this scripture is basically speaking to the possibility of transformation and renewal, encouraging individuals to release the burdens of the past and embrace God's promises of new beginnings. So Isaiah 43:18. So it's a lot of questions, some homework that you have. And I encourage you to do the work so you can heal and become whole in Christ, so that you can disconnect from those emotional rooted things in order for you to become whole. Many blessings to you.
Here are a few resources. Please purchase the Heal Out Loud Grief Journal by Miyoshi Walker, where you can find on Amazon.com. Also, please leave a review once you have ordered it and received it. Also, please listen to A Day's Journey podcast on Apple and Spotify or your podcast platform of choice. But remember, please leave a review and share.
Thank you for listening to another episode. So, dear friends, step in and feel the gentle embrace of our community as we walk together on the path to healing and wholeness. Make sure you tune in every Tuesday by 4 p.m. to listen to Season 5 of A Day's Journey podcast. Don't forget to set those reminders, share, and leave a review. You can listen to A Day's Journey podcast on all podcast platforms. You can listen on Apple, Spotify, Google Play, and more. Please remember to join our community on Facebook at A Day's Journey Podcast or Instagram at A Day's Journey Podcast. Or you can send an email to adaysjourneypodcast@gmail.com if you have any questions or would like to speak with Miyoshi.